The Novos.
The Novos.
Feel Good Friday.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Feel Good Friday.
Woo! We made it.
We certainly did. It's been a great week.
Yeah.
And the weekend is so close.
You can taste it.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say that. It seems like you're reading my mind, Ari.
I can taste the cocktails coming.
Oh, yeah, certainly so. I think there's a bit of a team bonding activity tonight, which is fun for the team.
There is,
so
yes.
So off having some cocktails potentially.
Maybe a rip at golf in Broadmeadow.
Just a little maybe.
Yeah.
I'm excited as well because I'm about to start a little journey of 4 weeks off.
Yes.
As my wife is about to give birth to our first child.
How exciting.
It certainly is.
Are you nervous?
Not really, yeah. I think my wife's got the nervous energy at the moment.
Yeah.
And we sort of got a rule in our relationship that when we're doing something big, be it, you know, renovating our house or things that we've never done before, only one of us is allowed to be nervous at a time.
Oh, so to balance each other out.
Exactly.
Okay,
so,
I like that.
Yeah, and you can ask for it to be your turn as well.
Really?
Yeah, you can say, oh, can I have a go?
It's my turn. Move over.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. So, I don't know. Just naturally at the moment, though, it seems to be sort of her turn. But overall, we're all good. I'm pretty chill, though, at this point.
Yes.
Could change at any time. Might ask for it to be my turn.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't decided yet.
Next half hour.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. Feel Good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Ooh, it looks like the cruising industry is going to get a little bit more in terms of passengers, I reckon.
What's happened?
Air Vanuatu has cancelled all of its international flights, including from Australia into Vanuatu and back. It's allegedly going into voluntary administration. So the cruising industry, how they go from, like, you know, Sydney base and out to all the islands there in New Caledonia, and they do all those trips. People will be looking to go cruising instead of flying out there now, I reckon.
So you think they're going to cruise from here?
No, not Newcastle, from Sydney.
No, yeah, but from Australia to Vanuatu because you can't fly there.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you could probably get on Qantas or something like that.
I was going to say, surely they've got more than one airline flying into Vanuatu.
Yeah, but I feel like Qantas is still going to be more expensive than Air Vanuatu. So, you know, I think you'd be saving money if you just went on a cruise.
There we go. There's a good tip from Ari this morning for Feel Good Friday.
Mm-hmm. Talking about holidays, thinking about my holidays. So.
Yeah, where is your next holiday going to be to?
Oh, it has to be tropical. I really want just like an island getaway. That's why I've got my finger on the pulse with this story.
Oh, you're watching it. I like that.
Yes.
I'm always about, I always say, think about your next holiday as soon as your last one's done.
Yep.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you for your Friday?
Good morning. I'm having a fantastic Friday.
Excellent. Have
Is
you
that
had...
sarcasm?
No, no. Have you had your, Friday Monster Energy drink?
Oh, yeah.
Your special treat?
Do you know what? I actually haven't today because I'm driving to Wollongong later today and I thought, you know what? I'm going to have a post-work Monster.
Oh,
that's a good idea.
Treat yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Now, let's get into the serious stuff, the news.
Mm-hmm.
A while ago, we remember this story of the diver being found, but the police are looking for another diver. Is that right?
Yeah. So police are reappealing for information about a second man who was another Brazilian diver with the diver that was found in the port of Newcastle in 2022. And he was found with 54 kilograms of cocaine located nearby.
Yes.
So police have never actually found the second diver, who was 32-year-old Johnny Fernandez da Silva.
Yeah,
interesting.
Wow.
Do you reckon he's just gone, like, walkabout somewhere? He's just escaped?
Have literally no idea. So they.
Oh, yeah, the police don't either, by the sounds of it.
They want to know, like, whether he's alive. Mm. They, at the moment, have information about a truck that they believe may be connected to the disappearance. So it was travelling from Newcastle to Sydney with another van. They have all the details online, obviously posted with photos.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so they want to know whether he's alive, whether he may have died.
They're looking for information.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, there we go. If you know anything, contact the police, definitely.
Yeah, ultimately they're just asking for information just to give some closure to the families.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Moving away from all the drama, something for families happening today. Is it Walk to School Day?
Yeah, so not the best weather this week.
No.
A little day.
Today of this week, though, is probably the best day, to be fair.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. So fingers crossed the rain holds off a little bit, but this morning as part of Road Safety Week, capping off the week with a Walk Safely to School Day, Newcastle and Hunter residents are encouraged to walk their kids to school, and it's promoting healthy habits. So I believe it's in its 25th year.
Wow.
And there's a large portion of Australians, I can't quite remember the statistic that I read this morning, that are charting up to be overweight. So they're just sort of saying that this is a really healthy way to encourage fitness into the child's life, just walking to school, and also road safety as well.
There we go. Start your day with a walk's got to be good, right?
Yeah. So. Relaxing.
And good for the brain, apparently. There you go.
All the positive benefits. Get into it. Have a look into it. If you're not walking to school,
what are you doing?
There you go. Perfectly said.
New FM.
The Novos.
How about this? The smart bed. Now, this is a special bed which uses a big... It's a little bit nerdy, Scott, to be honest.
I like it.
It's got this big computer that sits next to it, right?
Oh.
And it analyzes everything about your sleep, right? So,
wow.
Well, it's got the sensors are all in the mattress and the bed and stuff.
Sure.
So that every, move you make, it's always monitoring, temperature and stuff.
Okay.
So that it always knows, where you are in your sleep cycle and everything.
Yep.
And this bed is... It's very expensive, right? So the mattress, the smart mattress itself is about $2,000, right?
Oh, that's okay.
No, but that's only the start of it.
Oh.
Because then, the bed itself, actually with the computer and all the things that are involved in it, up to $50,000. So the people that are, using this and swear by it, first of all, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook.
Why does that not surprise me at all?
Big nerd, right?
Yeah, millionaire.
Yeah, well, he can afford it as well.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is right into it as well, which makes a lot of sense.
Cliche.
Yeah. Chris Rock, the comedian, is into it randomly. Okay. I guess he's got the money, you know.
Yeah, I suppose.
And he's actually an investor in the company as well.
Of course you'd have your own product, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, but he wasn't an investor until he bought one and went, this is so good that I'm going to invest in it, right? So here's some of the things that it does to help you sleep better.
Okay, I need this in my life. Hit me.
So, for example, it detects, if any of your body parts are warm. Okay. So, for example, your legs are getting a bit hot.
Okay.
And then it sends underneath the mattress, a cooling liquid to, cool that part of the bed down.
Oh, so the liquid doesn't actually touch
it? No. Underneath, right?
It's like a swimming pool.
No, you're not swimming. No. And then it cools that bit down. Yeah. If you're snoring, it, changes the density of the mattress.
Oh.
So that you, move a little bit and it might stop you snoring.
That's cool.
It is actually very interesting that this is the future of sleep.
My only concern would be, it's like beds are becoming robots now. If they can hear us, they can feel us, they can literally read our minds at this stage.
Mm.
What else would they be able to do? I'm pretty scared by this.
Yeah, it is a little bit strange and a bit too futuristic, you might argue.
Yeah.
But anything to get you a better quality of sleep, though.
People desperate.
People do love that. I don't know if it's very expensive as well. I mean, but I think it'll be at the very start right now, for example, in a Tesla, there's all these modern features,
Oh, absolutely.
A camera that looks everywhere around a car and if anyone tries to break in, it records them.
Yep.
In the future, those features will be in your Hyundai Getz.
Yeah.
You start with a feature at the very fancy end of things and then
everyone else adopts it?
Yeah. And it works its way into your average one. So I can imagine in 20 years' time, you can just get your sleep maker from Harvey Norman or whatever.
Yeah.
And it'll have the cooling liquid and all the fancy anti-snoring technology. So,
no, thanks.
While it seems too expensive now, in the future, that'll be in everyone's bed.
Yeah, it'll be 30% off and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn. The Novo's new FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
So earlier this week, there was that another one, like, half day where it was sunny in the morning.
Yes, very strange.
Anyway, I got home from work and my wife, Emmy, said to me, look, let's get the gardening done before it rains again for another week.
Not a bad idea.
Exactly. So I got on, did all the weeding at the back and and then I was like, jumped on the whippersnipper, doing all the edges.
Oh, look at you go, you little landscaper.
Yeah, we were just getting it all done, I thought, before it pours with rain again. And then Emmy, my wife, loves mowing the lawn. She loves it. It's probably her favourite
chore?
I don't know, chore? I guess it's not even a chore to her. She got this, like, electric mower that she likes.
Oh, she's a connoisseur.
Yeah, she is. Anyway, she goes, oh, jump on the mower, did all the lawns. But then the bit out the front, like the nature strip in front of the house, in front of the Mayfield Cottage, she goes, you better do that.
Why?
I was like, why? She goes, oh, otherwise the neighbours will judge me for mowing the lawn because I'm so far pregnant. Like, should have you doing it.
Do you reckon they would have, like, pregnancy shamed her?
Well, I don't know.
What are you doing that for?
Yeah, she thought that they would say, oh, your husband should be doing it.
She's trying to protect you. That's what
it is, because she loves it, right? She was having a great time. Yeah. You know, as long as she doesn't like doing the whippersnipping. As long as I do that, she's stoked.
You know what? Your neighbours should just be appreciative that she's just a natural go-getter.
I guess. But anyway, she's like, here you go, handed the mower over to me and I did that front little bit.
And then you're like, nah, let's pack it up.
Yeah, we're done here. We're all done.
Oh, it's so funny. Hey, I'm desperate in trying to earn this side hustle to be Domino's new hand model.
Well, this is something we spoke about on the show yesterday.
Yes.
Domino's, the pizza company, they're looking for people to, I guess, hold pizzas in, you know, various TV commercials.
Yeah, so the whole idea is the fact that Domino's are releasing a new range of different types of pizzas and things like that. So they want to change up their advertising, which means that they need a new hand model. Just one person. So they've made a plea online. Yeah. As to, you know, we need somebody with, like, good steady hands, someone who can be quite creative with how they hold a pizza slice, all that jazz.
And looking across the desk, you've got hands.
I do have
so
two hands.
You are qualified straight away.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things that's in this process is you have to apply for it.
Yep.
And which means answering a bunch of questions, meeting the criteria, which we did go over yesterday.
Yeah.
So,
do you have hands?
Yes.
Yes, you
correct.
Do. Well done.
All right. There we go. The thing is, though, I've been working on a bit of creative writing to market myself.
Oh, this is good, because you want to stand above the rest.
Absolutely.
Or handstand above the rest, if you will.
That's it. Pick me out from a crowd of applications. So I've decided to do a little cover letter so that Domino's can see how passionate I am about this, as as send in a 30-second video or whatever. I'm not going to give away all the criteria because I want this job. I don't want our listeners to get it.
Okay, fair enough. So this is your cover letter.
Yep.
For the hand job.
Yes.
Take it away.
So just, I'm going to answer two or three questions here.
Sure.
So the first one being, you know, why are your hands the missing slice to the Domino's team? So to market myself, I've said, my hands have been fashioned genetically by Italian blood itself, constructed to fit the mold of modelling the delicious dish that my ancestors crafted.
Oh, I like that. Leaning into your Italian heritage.
Exactly.
Smart.
All about the roots. I have soft olive-style skin. My features exude character, are always moisturised and perfectly manicured, which can always be found sneaking a morsel from the pizza box.
I like that. Yeah. You know, you're using a bit of pizza language as well. Smart.
Absolutely. How would you produce the tastier shot to try and get them to understand what I would do? So I would let the star of the show be front and center. I believe the best way to fire up a consumer's hungry belly is by rotating the supreme or meat lover's pizza slice from all angles, accentuating the meaty and cheesy toppings in a close-up shot.
Ooh.
And you know you've got to finish an ad with a satisfying bite, delighted smile, and a saucy wink.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I think you're in with a good chance.
Mm.
That's a strong cover letter.
Absolutely. But I did end it with, you know when people say, do you have a favourite pizza topping or a flavour or something? If somebody from the Domino's team asks you that, here's a tip. Just say, ha, Trick question. You nearly got me. All flavours are as perfect as the next. Every slice is my favourite. Sell yourself.
Smart. You know what? That's like when they say, oh, what is your, give us one of your weaknesses.
Oh.
And you're like, oh, my weakness is I care too much.
Yeah, I work too hard.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
Yeah, giving you the best things to do around the best city in the world.
Yes.
Newcastle is what I'm talking about, of course. How about this Friday night? Mm-hmm. You know, you like a little party, Ari.
I do. I love a social, yeah.
Salton Sound 2.0.
Ooh.
It's at Cooks Hill Surf Lifesaving Club at Bar Beach.
Oh, is that the club?
A little club happening there. Why
okay.
not?
On the beach, yeah.
From 5 p.m. You yeah. go, I mean, you not only do you hear the sounds of the DJs, which are, you know, carving up a fierce set.
Sure.
But you also hear the sounds of the ocean.
Oh, how calming.
Yeah, it is, right? Ah. Both calming and exciting at the same time.
Too much.
Yeah, like having a beer and a coffee simultaneously. Coffee, beer, that's an idea. Patent pending.
Yeah, I know.
All right, then for Saturday, moving into the real part of the weekend, how about, here's another party for you, Ari.
Yeah.
Hypnotic, the Eye at Cessnock Leagues Club, starting off at 8 o'clock. Let's get
Hypnotic.
This.
Hypnotic?
Yeah.
That sounds like an interesting title.
Yeah, imagine to be with some of this music going. Oh, yeah. We're at Cessnock Leagues, baby.
Fist pump. Let's go.
Yeah, and here's and then you go, oh, I've had a couple of hours there, right, because that starts at 8 o'clock.
That's not bad.
Then you can move to the Newcastle Hotel at Islington for Club Disco.
Let's do it.
Partying. All right. Now, then you've done, you're all partied out at this point. You're like, I had enough of that. I want a bit of culture.
Yes.
No worries. Crevo has you covered. First of all, you can go to Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap.
Oh, brilliant. That's
on.
Starting.
Yeah, it's up on until the 25th of May. So if you've been out partying, maybe you don't have the energy for that night, but you can, you know, go online. I'll book another session for that.
Yeah.
Then you go, I do want something a bit more cultural. Sculptures at Scratchley. Fort Scratchley's kicked off.
Beautiful.
That is nice. I mean, what a part of the world to be looking at art and enjoying, you know, nature at the same time.
Yeah, what a view.
Certainly.
Views on views. Yes.
That's it, views on views. Now, then your Saturday's done. You move into Sunday and you're thinking, I want more. Well, first of all, don't forget to ring your mum. Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, absolutely.
That's on. And you might be thinking, I do want some activities for mum. I want to treat her. She's the best.
Absolutely.
You can go to High Tea, Crystal Brook Kingly, which is nice. They've got a couple of different packages to choose from. And there's a lot of different high teas around as well.
Lots of tasty finger sandwiches.
Certainly. Or if you want a bit of a different vibe, Mother's Day at the Lucky Hotel.
Oh,
it kicks off 11:30 a.m. So maybe your mum's a bit more of a relaxed type of mum, you know, a bit more
pub
chilled
style.
Out. Yeah, she goes, I want it pub style. I had it fancy styles last year.
Yeah.
Let's do pub styles. So much on this weekend. And, of course, full guide on our website, on our Facebook page, all that sort of thing. And don't forget as well, stay in your car because Joel from your Live and Local Drive Home will be doing a big wrap of this as well, getting ready for your weekend.
The Novos. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Ooh, I'm at risk of falling back into bad habits, Crevo.
What's happened?
So, over time, I've trained myself, you know, since coming back from, you know, living at a home, living on my own, and whatever, and I've been so good at it. But I've trained myself out of late-night snacking, which I was very guilty of doing. It is so easy, you know, when you don't have a big enough dinner, or you feel like something sweet and savoury and whatever,
sure.
at like 9 o'clock at night. I trained myself out of it, but now I'm at risk of falling back into it because my mum likes to late-night snack.
Oh, so when you were, like, living out of home, there was no bad influences. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I did tend to snack when I was living out of home because, like, I had no one else to judge me.
I see.
And
now,
then I've come back 6 months later. I've been doing really well, not snacking at all. And then, because my mum likes to do it, I'm watching her from, like, sitting on the couch going, oh, that's so tempting. So yeah, I'm now falling back into it. I'm
Uh-oh.
Scared. Yeah.
What did you have last night? What was your, you know, snacktation?
Doritos and chocolate covered almonds.
At the same time?
No, different times. About 10 minutes apart from each other. but I couldn't help it.
Okay, here's an important question.
Yeah.
Were the Doritos like in a big bag or were they like the mini bags that you would take to school?
Oh, come on. I don't play with the small bags. It's a big bag every time. Come
you
on.
Love a big sack.
Fair enough.
Nacho cheese for the win. Is that your favourite Dorito type?
Absolutely.
Okay, good to know. Now, I was at the pub the other night with some friends out for dinner, which was nice.
Which pub?
Was actually the Beaufort in Mayfield.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Is that your local, would you say?
No. It's local for me, Stag and Hunter. That's the closest and local. Second closest would be, or that I like to go to, Town Hall in Waratah.
Interesting. Okay.
Anyway, thought we'd try this. Apparently, there's a new kitchen. Mm-hmm. It was all right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is not the point of the story. I was just chatting to my friend. He was talking to his partner.
Yep.
And he said, oh, it's a bit cold tonight. Should we turn on the heater? And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, watch this. Pulls out this app on his phone. He's got control of his aircon from his from the palm of his hand.
So you're sitting directly next to him at the pub and he's just like, oh,
yeah, I've got
to heat up my room at home.
I've got a schooner of stone and wood in my hand.
Right.
And he's there, like, living in 2040.
What?
Turning on his aircon at his house to, like, heat up the room when he gets home.
I didn't think this was real. Well, like, this isn't a thing yet.
Well, I sort of knew it was out there, but I didn't know. And I was like, oh, is that some, like, fancy one? He's like, no, I've just hooked up this app and... And then he's like, look at this. And he can turn on any of his lights at home. Every single light is all hooked up to this same app. He's got, like, he can turn on music. He can turn on, like, his telly. It blew me away. Like, I knew this technology existed technically, but I just thought it was, you know, a bit more inaccessible only for real nerds to do.
Or just super duper rich people with smart homes or
exactly.
something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He goes, I said, how much is it to do the lights? Because that impressed me. Yeah. I don't know really why, but I think it was just, I don't know, I just was impressed by it. He goes, oh, you just get the globes, it's $7 each.
You're kidding.
I was like, it's only $7? He said, yeah, you just swap the globe out, the globe hooks up to the Wi-Fi, and then you've got an app to control it from your phone.
That sounds cheaper than like a pack of four or something that you get at Bunnings for your regular
LED
lights. Honestly,
it sounds like, exactly right, it sounds cheaper than normal LEDs. How's he done that? Anyway, I was very impressed, and it also made me realise, like, maybe I am moving into an older phase of life.
What do you mean?
Like an app that turns on a light has impressed me.
Like
in the past.
Yeah, it's the most mundane thing.
It is. I've just realised, you know what? Maybe I am at the right age to be a father now. If I'm impressed by that,
mm-hmm.
my life has changed.
New FM. The Novos.
I've got a bit of a PSA to give, I suppose, to those who watch any type of free-to-air television. This is going to be for you. Our nighttime rituals, okay, are going to be forever changed, at least for the rest of this year. Channel 10 is benching two of its staple shows.
Now, you're a big, nighttime reality TV watcher, aren't you?
Huge, yeah. I watch literally anything and everything that I can.
Maths, that's your number one.
Gogglebox
is high up there.
Everything from pretty much every network.
Yeah.
I'm not picky.
A couple of Doritos, you know, at the ready and a bit of telly and away we go.
This is
night in.
Yeah. Happy weekday. Rumours have now been flying around this week that weekday Marvels, including The Bachelor and The Masked Singer, will be axed. Not sure if this is permanent for the foreseeable future, but for right now, it's looking like it is a no-go.
The issue with The Masked Singer was even when they did the reveal, like they take the mask off, the costume off, you still look at that person, you go, who is that?
It's very rare that you go,
they don't have there's not enough proper celebrities who want to do that in Australia.
And yet you'd still have to pay them whatever. They'd probably still be asking top dollar and they're not even
absolutely.
Like A-list celebrities.
Yeah, they're way down the, you know, list.
Yeah, exactly.
Z grade.
Well, Channel 10, in a statement, has said that the network will be packing away the masks and the roses for the year, confirming that the franchises won't appear in its program schedule. Now, I want to talk about The Bachelor in particular.
This is one of your favourites, right?
It is, but the past couple seasons been rubbish. This is when they started to introduce, like, the three bachelors in one.
Right. So you reckon the problem is that they've tried to go too, like, modern sort of thing?
I think so. But, yeah, I think they've tried to do too much into a show that's, you know, too much to watch anyway. Like, it's all kind of a bit overwhelming.
And over the top.
It just gets confusing. So the 11th season of The Bachelor Australia last year premiered to the franchise's lowest ratings in its decade-long history.
How many watched it, does it say, or just very low?
It says it lured just 224,000 City Metro viewers.
Oh, that is low.
Yeah, with a total audience altogether of 319,000. That is, and working in television, that is extremely low considering it's on a national scale.
That's right. A national show should be at least over a million minimum, right?
Well, yeah, for it to be a massive success. We all know that MAFS is probably one of the top rating things to watch. Same with, like, Lego Masters, MasterChef, all that jazz. But yeah, so The Bachelor was in...
It's in trouble, hot water.
It has been for a while, and The Masked Singer was going down the same road. So I reckon my theory is they've gone, not enough viewers, it's costing too much to make. What are we doing this for?
Yeah, and look, they've said benched, which always gives them a chance to bring it back.
That's it. Yeah, they haven't discounted it fully.
I think you would be a good host of The Bachelor.
Do you reckon I could take Osher Ginsberg's job?
Yeah, he's obviously done. The ratings are terrible for him.
Well, he
it
does
hasn't
too
worked
much,
out.
Doesn't he? He hosts everything under the sun, nearly.
That's right. And I think you, because you've got a real love for the show.
Yeah, I do. I love love.
Yeah, you'd be a great host for it. You've got the TV experience. Yeah. You know, you've done heaps of that.
Yeah, yeah.
You've still got the outfits and everything ready to go.
I do. I can look professional.
That's it. I think they should do a relaunch with you. Mm-hmm. Back to one Bachelor.
Go back to the drawing board.
Back to the OG style.
Yes.
With you as the host.
Let's do it.
Now that is a good plan that I can get behind.
1053 UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
Yeah, that's right. Your first chance to win with us this morning. A family pass to IF, an in-season pass. Thank you very much. To event cinemas at either Glendale or Katara. Your pick at any time. You're also in the running for this $100 fuel card if you get this right.
Lowest
Deluxe, we give you three things. We need you to list them for us. Cheapest to the most expensive. And you do that, you walk away with some prizes.
Certainly. Let's meet our contestant for this morning doing this price ordering game. In Valentine, it's Jay. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning indeed. How is Valentine today?
It's a bit overcast. It wants to rain.
She'll be right.
Okay, well, you know how the game works. Three things, put them in order, cheapest to most expensive. Quizmaster Ari, take it away.
All right, Jay, here we go. The first item is a family pass, including skate hire at the Hunter Ice Skating Stadium in Warners Bay. That's your first. Your second item on the list is a hot Italian summer-flavoured pizza from Fat Nonna's in West Wall's End. Just one pizza, though. And your third, of course, is the Orleans three-seater sofa bed in the colour black from Fantastic Furniture. So, Jay, just a recap for you. The family pass to the Hunter Ice Skating Stadium, a hot Italian summer-flavoured pizza from Fat Nonna's, and, of course, a three-seater sofa bed from Fantastic Furniture. What are you thinking, Jay? What's your cheapest, do you think?
I reckon we go the pizza first, as lowest.
Yeah.
All right.
Fat and honest. They are good.
Premium. Yeah, okay.
Fair enough.
What's your next on your
list? And the family pass next.
Off to the ice skating. Yeah. Mm. So, have you ever been ice skating before?
No, it's all over.
me too, Jay. You and me both.
I don't know. Those Friday night skate parties, they're pretty fun.
Yeah,
I would suggest
not
you
if you
go,
fall
Jay.
Over. Then you get a bruised knee, don't you?
That's true. So that leaves the sofa bed from Fantastic Furniture there, Jay. You happy with that?
Yes, thank you.
All right. He's locked it in. Let's start revealing prices one by one.
Oh, he's so confident. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. The hot Italian summer-flavoured pizza from Fat Nonna's West Wall's End is going to cost you, just for one, $24.
Ooh,
yeah,
okay.
Like I said, premium pizza's not cheap.
No.
Then your family pass at Hunter Ice Skating Stadium, Warners Bay, is going to set you back $70.
Ooh, okay. Which means, Jay, in order to win this prize here, you need the sofa bed to cost more than $70. You never know, though. Fantastic Furniture, they do very cheap things sometimes.
Good sales, too. All right.
Is it? Wait, was this full price or on sale?
This was full price.
Okay.
Okay, don't panic. The Orleans three-seater sofa bed in black. $419. What are you?
Yes! You beauty!
You're beauty, all right.
Yeah. Jay in Valentine, our latest local winner, a bit of a genius as well. You went in so confident. Are you that confident in everyday life, Jay?
Yes.
Yeah. Of course you are. Well, congratulations. You are our latest local winner.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
You would have heard of Paint and Sip, right, Ari?
Yeah, I've done a couple of these classes.
Oh, really?
Actually. Yeah, you basically get a group of your friends, or you could go on your own or with just one friend, and you can take these classes. The person who's hosting it, they teach you how to basically paint whatever the design is of the night. You have a couple of little Pinot Noirs. Yeah, it's nice.
So, how is your painting? Have you still got it?
I do still have it, actually. It's hanging up in my room. It's like this this little cow that I painted. It's quite cute.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, a little Highland cow.
You reckon you can send us a picture of it?
Sure.
We'll put it on the Novo's Instagram, perhaps.
Oh, nobody wants to see it. It's pretty bad. Okay. I had a couple of wines. Yep.
So, you get the idea. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a new spin on this, and I don't know if it's a connected business or what, but
okay.
It's called Ink and Drink.
I'm a bit worried about the sound of this.
So, essentially what it is you go along and you use tattoo guns and have a drink.
While you're tattooing?
Well, onto synthetic skin. So, they give you like a little square of skin, I assume, and you do a tattoo. It's a bit of an interesting one. Now, our producer, Scott the Chippy for Powell, you haven't been, but you know someone who has, yeah?
Yeah, my mate's been. He's told me that it's actually really, really fun, super chill. The guy there is really, really funny that runs it. This is in Sydney.
Yeah.
But apparently, it's not like the same social vibe that you get with a regular paint and sip because everybody is trying not to stuff up.
So it's not like, it's okay if I paint outside the line and do a little boo-boo.
Yeah, because people are taking it more seriously.
They're trying to actually get their hand working at tattoo art, which, again, it's my mate is covered in tattoos, so he knows what he wants.
Yeah.
And he's probably doing designs for himself, that kind of thing. But also, like, if this is a career aspect or a thing they want to go into, they want to see if they like it.
Yeah, okay, here's another question for you. And maybe you know the answer, maybe you don't, Chippy. Is anyone like turned the tattoo guns onto someone? Like,
I really don't want to go down that
road. I reckon someone's tried to.
Like, surely you're on the booze. Like, because I looked on the website, I had a look, and there is zero, even in the frequently asked questions, there is zero information about that. There's all these other ones, you know. Can I take a break? Is there an age requirement? Can I design my own tattoos or whatever?
Yeah, standard stuff.
Yeah.
But there's absolutely no information. Like, surely at some point, people are in there, they're drinking, there's tattoo guns everywhere. Surely somebody's going, here, give us your arm.
No, I don't think so. I don't reckon anybody would be that silly. Look, again, I'm putting a lot of faith in humanity.
You are. That sounds exactly like it would happen.
I genuinely don't think anybody would do that, particularly if you've got a couple under the belt. Like, you're definitely not meant to get a tattoo when you're intoxicated.
That's what I've heard.
So I did see a photo of these little guns that they use, in inverted commas. They don't look like they're proper
tattoo guns.
Yeah,
right.
I don't think they're hooked up to anything, so I don't think they're actual needles. Are they actual needles?
I don't know. I think so. I think they're proper tattoo guns, because modern tattoo guns are all battery anyway.
So you're telling me that people might have to, like, sign contracts to say, like...
Well, I don't know.
I doubt it.
I'm not going to tattoo my friend accidentally type of thing.
I promise not to.
Yeah. Exactly.
Also, you've just sent through a picture of your paint and sip cow.
I have.
Where are its eyes, Ari?
That's the thing. It's one of those Highland cows with the long hair over its face.
They still have eyes, though. They're just a bit obscure.
Look, the painting instructor woman said, they don't need eyes, it's covered.
I think they just wanted to go home early.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
It's So I'm about to take a few weeks off, as you well know.
Yeah, about a month.
That's it, because my wife about to have our first child.
She's a weddy. She's cooked.
So it's due actually this weekend, like the actual due date. But you never know when it's going to come.
True.
She's really left her pregnancy cravings till the last minute.
Has she?
There hasn't been any the whole pregnancy. And then this last few days sort of thing.
Oh, what is she craving?
So twofold. I think I talked about it maybe on the show. Yeah. A restaurant called A Taste of Lanzhou.
Oh, yeah.
Which is this, like, the northern Chinese noodle shop that's in Katara. Mm-hmm. Very, very good. Mm-hmm. Anyway, went there 2 days ago. She's like, can we go back again? I was like, yeah, of course, whatever.
Yeah.
So we went back. And then the other one that she's been getting on is the bubble tea.
Oh, everybody loves this.
Yeah.
It's the trend taking the world by storm.
Yeah, so there's a couple in Katara there. Anyway, yeah, can we go to that? Yeah, of course we can.
Gosh.
But there's been none, and then it's this last week, basically.
Trying to cram it all in.
Exactly. You've left it a bit late. You could have had any food you wanted for the last 9 months.
Well, she probably didn't even realise, and then she's gone, oh, you know what? I have to milk the rest of this pregnancy for as much as what it's worth. I wonder if I can get Cravo to buy me anything that I want to eat. Well,
of course you can.
She's getting it all in now. Good
exactly.
on her.
Exactly. Squeeze it in while you can.
Oh, so good. Now, I've got a little bit of a social dilemma that I need help sorting out, because I think that I may be in the wrong, or someone else is, and I'm just, you know,
you're unsure.
Okay, that's it. So I go to the gym, or like literally every day, at least 6 days a week, whatever. So I go to Anytime Fitness, for all my Anytime Fitness fans out there, and I really enjoy certain aspects of the gym, including my favorite spot to work out, my favorite, I guess, equipment as
sure.
well. I have certain positions in the gym that I prefer the most. I'm not going to give all my tricks of the trade away,
of course.
But I do run a lot, okay? So I get on the treadmill at a certain spot, and I do this every day. It's my regular routine.
What is it about that treadmill position that you like?
So, for context, I like the proximity that the treadmill is to the fans, so
right.
that I get enough cool air blowing on me as, like, I'm sweating my butt off, really.
Sheldon Coopering it. That's my
yeah.
spot.
Yeah. Don't sit my spot.
Yeah, all that
you
sort of thing.
You will be butchered. Yes. And it actually throws me off my game if somebody is already using it or they've stolen it.
Here's a question.
Yes.
Right? You walk up to the treadmill, somebody's using it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wait for your turn, or would you grab another treadmill?
I would grab another treadmill, but wait for that person to finish, and then I'll finish my workout on the other one. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's favourite treadmill.
Yes. Now, sometimes, you know, our bladders are interesting creatures on their own. They have their own mind. So sometimes if I'm like 15 minutes or 20 minutes, like into the groove, into a run, whatever, and I'm doing my workout fluidly, then all of a sudden, oh, I need to stop and go to the toilet. And sometimes you can hold it, but other times, of course, nature calls.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, I don't want to lose my treadmill, and I can't not go to the bathroom and have a break. So I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, but I think that I can. I leave my towel there. On the treadmill.
On the best treadmill at your any time.
Yes. Just so I can reserve it.
No.
So that I can have a quick 5 minute little do my business and
yeah.
then come back and I can just resume my workout. No problem.
You can't reserve gym equipment, Ari. That
Are
is,
you sure?
In my opinion, it's a golden rule of going to the gym. If you get up for any reason, any way, shape or form, that's the end of your workout on that equipment.
So
somebody else can jump in.
I relinquish the power of the usage.
Yeah, you can't leave your towel on there. That's like people that, you know, put cones up in front of a parking spot that they like and then, you know, come back the next day and park there.
Fair enough.
I think that's wrong. I think what you're doing is wrong.
Hang on. To be fair, though, in my defense, I think it's personally wrong if you reserve two pieces of like gym equipment at the same time. You cannot reserve two things for one person. I don't agree with that. But if it's just because you're just going to have a quick little piddle in the toilet and then come straight back within a couple of minutes, it's like a flash. I think it's okay to reserve your treadmill with a towel.
No, okay. Look, this is what we want to do here. 4967 4105. Are you team Ari? You can reserve your gym equipment by putting a towel on it. Mm-hmm. Or are you team Crevo? Once you get up, you are gone. That is it. If we can bring in our other regular gym goer in the team, Scott the Chippy Frappel.
That's me.
Now tell us, what do you think about this?
No, absolutely not, Ari. You can't be going around doing that.
Why not? I was there first.
No, absolutely not. If you're done with the machine, you're done. If you're not on it, you're off it. Even if you go into the bathroom.
All right. Well, so currently it is 2 against you, Ari, which is not looking good.
All right. Well, let's go to the phones now, shall we? Robbie in Lochinvar, good morning. What are your thoughts on my dilemma?
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good.
Yeah, you can reserve 100%.
Oh, really? What's your thoughts behind this exactly, Robbie?
Oh, look, like, if you need to go, you need to go. You can't, you know. It's fair game. If you've got your challenge, your bottle there, that's yours.
Oh, all right.
I'm one of those guys who actually supersets and has the two machines going, so I'll reserve both if I need to go, so I'm that guy.
Controversial.
It is controversial, but you know what? I'll take it. Thank you, Robbie.
One to Team Ari at this point. In Aberglasen next, Ashley, what are your thoughts?
Hi, no, I don't agree at all. I've had people do it to me before and I just move it.
So even if I came back in a couple of minutes, Ashley, it's still not okay?
No, I think not, no.
If you're not on it, you're off it.
Well, in
the words of Chippy.
Well, it's a good thing that I don't go up to Aberglasen for my gym sessions.
Well,
it's
certainly not. You better avoid Ashley's gym.
Damn. The Novos. New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Oh, the past 24 hours have been so good, Crevo.
Yeah.
So, you know how I got extremely excited about Real Madrid winning against... not Borussia Dortmund, who they're Bayern Munich.
That's it.
How they won their semi-final.
Well, you were watching the updates as the show progressed yesterday.
Yes.
So they're, I don't know, whatever time it is, their evening, I guess.
Yeah, it was their evening time.
So, yeah, your team, Real Madrid, won.
Yeah, we got through to the final, which is fantastic. Anyway, so yesterday when I got home from work, I could not wait to tell Dad all about it.
Well, he's a mad soccer fan, right?
Huge. He's a professional soccer coach. So he knows everything about everything. And he loves to watch Real Madrid play. He thinks they're a great team as well. So he's just as much as a fan as what I am. And I didn't know whether or not Dad had heard the news or even if he watched it. So as soon as I walked through the house door yesterday, Dad comes around from behind the corner. And before I could open my mouth, he's just like, Real Madrid got up. We're in the final. And I'm just like, wait. Let me put my bags down. Hang on. I was going to do that. Don't cut my grass, Dad.
He snipped you. And you were wearing, you had the scarf on in the morning.
Yes.
Could it be they won because you wore the scarf?
I could be their lucky charm.
That means you can never not wear that scarf again.
Oh, God. Okay, well, on June 2nd, when they go and play Borussia Dortmund in the final at Wembley Stadium for the UEFA Champions League, well, I will be wearing everything Real Madrid.
The scarf must be worn, Ari. The scarf must be worn, if nothing else.
Yes.
We're talking about expensive hobbies. Now, this conversation got started when Jackie from your Live and Local newsroom was in here having a chat behind the scenes. We found out that her family is big into boats or has had an on and off love affair with boats.
Yeah, especially her dad.
Yeah, her dad loves it. Boating can be very expensive.
Isn't it just?
There's so many costs involved in keeping it in good condition, registered, the trailer, the insurance, all these bits and bobs. Maybe it's a dad's thing, but sometimes. My dad got into archery for a while. Mm-hmm. At one point, he spent $1,200 on this fancy, they call it a compound bow.
Oh, I've heard of these.
Yeah, it's got the little cogwheels at the top and the bottom so you can pull it back really far quite easily.
It looks like a machine in itself.
Absolutely. It's not your little, bow and arrow kit from
Narnia.
From the toy shop or whatever. Yeah. This is a bit more fancy. And then it had carbon fiber arrows. They're like $15 per arrow.
Oh, I thought it would have been more expensive than that.
Well, no, but they're so easy to lose in the forest.
Oh, sure.
Because you go, the target range is in the bush.
Yeah.
And you shoot the arrow, and if it misses the target, it shoots off and it's gone. And there's $15 just every time.
Damn toilet. You might have to play the lotto.
Exactly.
Oh, that's crazy.
So this is the, I guess, area you want to move into. 4967-4105. dob in someone, or maybe it's yourself, with an expensive hobby.
I have to dob in someone.
Who's that?
So my dad and all of his mates down at the mechanics. So they all love to fix up old cars. They love to like do like speedway racing, off-road racing, things like that. Those engines that they go through, thousands, tens of thousands of dollars. Like when my
Just
dad
for
was
an
a
engine.
Speedway racer, yeah, they would screw up their engines all the time. Tens of thousands of dollars down the toilet. There you go. Expensive hobby.
That is expensive. Yeah. All right. This is the sort of thing we want. And I guess you can, it's a chance to vent maybe. It's someone in your house that's spending a lot of money on a hobby.
Or a chance to confess yourself.
That's right. Mm-hmm. If it's you who's spending a lot on a hobby, what is the hobby? And maybe give us a little clue about how much you're spending. In Thornton, first of all, Stacey, what's your expensive hobby story?
Mine is quilting.
It doesn't seem like it would be expensive.
Hang on, she might be onto something here.
So each quilt can be a couple of $100s.
And how many do you make in a year?
I can only afford to do at least two every year, but my son is also into model trains as well.
Oh, is that expensive too?
Yes, each train is at least anywhere from about $400, and then he's got track, all the maintenance, all of that as well.
What do you mean by maintenance? Do you have to take it into, like, the, I don't know,
the
like
hobby store?
Jack's Tyres or something?
And they you've actually got to, so you've got to maintain the model trains because they're all electric, and then you've got to maintain the track itself.
Oh, my God.
It's like an actual, like, train station. Yeah, wow.
That is full on. Who knew some of these hobbies? Quilting doesn't sound expensive, but then, you know,
it
hidden
is.
Costs.
All the materials and things. It Certainly. Can be insane. All right, let's go over to Madawi with Gabby. Good morning, Gabby. What's your story?
Good morning, guys. I am surprised by just how much we've spent on Lego over the years. It would have been like over $10,000 just on these little plastic blocks.
On Lego? Have you bought that like famous Star Wars set or something that's like $1,000? Is that what it is or...?
I think most of the Lego Technics ones, they're all sort of about the $500 mark. So all you need is like 20 of them and you're there.
Is it also one of those things, Gabby, where you know you're paying for the brand just as well as the product?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And, you know, they just fit together better, don't they?
There's so many expensive hobbies out there. Hobby shops love this one, like phonotopic on the radio.
I reckon.
In Toronto, Cassie, what's your story?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
So I have multiple hobbies costing me multiple many monies.
I like that you're using technical terms.
Yeah, definitely. So I have ADHD, which is autism and ADHD.
Okay.
So the ADHD side comes into it is the focus can be really hyper-focused, but I can get distracted really easy.
So you get focused on one hobby and then you get distracted, move on to the next.
Yeah, you got it. So I've had multiple over the years. It is overwhelming. So at the moment, my commons are I've got plants, I've got pot decorating, I've got Lego, I've got fish.
Oh, my
There's
God.
There's painting. Yeah, so I spend, like I said, many monies on these individual things that I'm interested in at the time, and then something shinier comes along and I jump to that next thing.
Oh, my
you know
God.
What? You live a wonderful life, Cassie. You must be so busy all the time.
Yeah, well, you've got that many hobbies. Yes, it's expensive, but it sounds like you're having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like I said, hobby shops absolutely love this.
The Novos.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Oh, this is very exciting. I didn't know anything about this. I saw this article pop up yesterday. Details have now been revealed on a new comedy series that will take place in the same universe as The Office. So you know how you have the US version, the UK version. Everyone knows, like, Steve Carell. Oh, my God. John Krasinski in The Office. Such a good show. Very funny.
I'm more of a US version fan.
Yeah,
I think
too.
On balance. I think for me it was more... unique.
Yeah, and I think the comedy is just, it's just easier to watch, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, the company Peacock has picked up the untitled new series, which is set to be in a dying newspaper in the Midwest.
Oh, that will be so good, because it's the same, like you said, same universe.
Yep.
Not the same storyline, but
no, it's a mockumentary-style show. Oh, yeah,
I can't wait for this.
Big
How
names,
good.
Big names in it. Actors from the movie About Time, also those from White Lotus will be in there. So yeah, it'll be huge. Dying newspaper. That'll be funny.
That will be so much fun. I can't wait for that. Does it have a name yet? Not yet named.
No, untitled. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It is a Feel Good Friday.
Sure.
But we can't talk about a Feel Good Friday without talking about Mother's Day coming up this Sunday as well.
Absolutely. All mothers across, you know, our region should be celebrated.
Absolutely, for all the wonderful things that they do for all of us and all the families that they have themselves. Something that's been in the news this week that we could talk about is the fact that a private school actually here in the region, it's made national news in the Hunter Valley, is changing things up a little bit for Mother's Day this year. They've taken a different approach, which has gotten a bit of traction, I would say.
I think I saw this. Now, what have they done?
Okay, so nothing too serious, of course, but the grammar school said that the traditional Mother's Day stall, which students can buy gifts from this Sunday. I mean, I had those when I was in school, you know, like, oh, Mother's Day's coming up, you know, bring $2 or something, you can go get a gift for your mum.
See, here's the, I think this is, I must have just missed that.
Oh, okay.
Because when I went to school, this didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
You went and sorted out a mother's gift of your own volition.
Yeah, that's
which meant sneaking off with Dad, sneaking off. Of course your mum knew where you were going to go and buy something for your mum and surprise it. But now they let you do it at school.
Yeah,
so you
I
can
think
take mum's money and buy something for her that she might like.
Yeah, you never know what she might like, but you can always try. Get her a soap bar or something. She'll love that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so for these Mother's Day stalls that a lot of schools do have, apparently they renamed it to call it a family gift stall to be more inclusive for children who don't have a mother figure in their lives. Now, I kind of understand where they were going with this, and I respect it. It's just, it's different.
And it's, look, it's wound some people up. Here's a quote from, to be fair, a Sky News article. So take this with the grain of salt it deserves, right? This is, they've apparently interviewed a mother from the school who said, that really hurt. I'm quite upset by this.
Why?
Exactly. By changing the name, it feels like you're sending a message to students that mums are no more important than anyone else in their lives.
I don't think that's it at all.
I'm sorry, but stop being so overdramatic. How ridiculous.
Exactly. I think that's more of a whingy type of comment there, but
it's a bit Karen-esque, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we're going to get our producer, Scott the Chippy Frappell, to weigh in on this as well. What are your thoughts about this kind of change, Chip?
Oh, look, I'd keep it as Mother's Day if it were me. Like, That's the day. There's other days to celebrate families, but you can understand why some people are upset. But inclusivity, go for it.
Yeah, my general instinct on this whole thing, big overreaction. You've changed the name of a gift store at a school to, you know, possibly include a few families that where maybe the kids don't have a mum. Yeah. Big deal.
Yeah.
Grow up. Stop worrying about it. Move on with your life. If you want to celebrate Mother's Day, great. It's on Sunday.
Well, speaking of, I need some help for some gift ideas because don't tell my mother, but I haven't gotten her anything yet.
So here's something. I only shopped for my mum on last night.
Oh, okay. What'd you get?
Well, I went to Chemist Warehouse. For, you know, they've got all the perfumes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because I thought it's a nice gift, a nice perfume, but God, it's bewildering. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, and they're all in a big wall.
Yeah.
Half of them are locked away. It was very confusing.
Oh, that annoys me when they're locked away. It's like, I can't test them. Like,
how do I know if it smells good?
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, the other element to this is, of course, that my wife Emmy could become a mother on Mother's Day. Technically,
oh my God, she could too. She's due this weekend. Of course,
due this weekend. So I might be celebrating two Mother's Days at once.
Yeah.
That's a possibility. A very exciting one at that.
Getting exciting.
Certainly is. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there for this weekend. And you know what? If you see this sort of thing, don't let it worry you. It's not worth stressing about.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
That is us pretty much done for the week.
Oh, so excited. Sleep in tomorrow.
Yeah, that's it. I'm also taking 4 weeks off now to go become a father and go on that journey. Not exactly sure when, but the baby's pretty much due. So I've decided now's the time to take a little break.
Yeah, absolutely.
And do all of that. Of course, I'll keep you updated. But yeah, you'll be in the very capable hands of Scott the Chippy Frappel, who will be stepping up to, you know, press the buttons and do the show with you, Ari.
Yeah, it'll be good fun.
And while I'm talking about him, I want to give him a bit of a shout out here because he's given me a very nice gift.
Yeah.
Very thoughtful. He has made, and living up to his the Chippy, I guess, namesake.
Yep.
He's made a lovely mobile for the baby, baby Crevo. He's made a wooden, like, cross bit at the top to hang the little toys off.
Yep.
And it's very nice.
Oh, it looks very professional. I reckon he's found a new side hustle himself. He can make these for a living.
Well, he certainly could.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you'll be in his very capable hands.
Mm-hmm.
He'll do a great job, and I look forward to listening along the way as well.
Yes.
Other than that, have a great weekend, everyone. Caller of the day as well. We've got to do that.
Oh, yeah. I might as well award this one. I'm going to give our caller of the day, who's won themselves $100 worth of free fuel, Ashley in Aberglasson, who would definitely throw my towel off a reserved gym equipment. Of course. Look, if I want a treadmill and I want to keep it and I just want to duck to the loo and come back, I'm going to take it with my towel. Okay,
yeah,
I need to reserve it.
We'll
but
see.
Ashley's like, absolutely not having
it. Not on
her
watch. Have a great weekend, everyone. And I'll see you in a month. Ari back, though, on Monday.
Catch us Monday.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au. And you can relive all the fun again and again and again.